There are an average of 3 million cases reported each year of people with ADHD. ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. It is a disorder that makes it extremely difficult for a person to pay attention and control impulsive behavior. According to the American Psychiatric Association, approximately 5% of children in the US has ADHD, which is pretty shocking when you think about it. Most people have heard of this disorder, maybe even have a sibling or a close relative with it. But how many of you have experienced being out in public with them, walking next to them, hearing the sly remarks about their tics or the way they carry themselves? How many of you have experienced the stares they receive when they try to communicate with others? Well, I have experienced these things. You see, I have two cousins with ADHD, Liam, who is 7, and Connor, who is 10. I can remember going over to my uncle and aunt's house and absolutely hating it because Connor would throw these tantrums. Not because he didn't get his way, but just because he didn't know any other way to communicate. I hated going over there or going out places with them and having everyone stare. But when I got a little older, around 13 or 14, I researched what ADHD was and how it affected every person differently. During this research, I came across a quote from Orlando Bloom. He said, "You're a part of a very special club, and it's a gift. And don't let anyone ever tell you that you're not good enough. Don't let anyone tell you that just because you struggle with ADHD, that you're never going to make it in life, because it's simply not true." This quote really stuck with me because it made me think of all those times I didn't want to see or spend time with my cousin because he was different, because he expressed himself differently than me or my brother. I don't believe there's any cure or solution for the curiosity, but I do believe that what can be done to allow them to express themselves and not be judged starts in a classroom. If everyone was educated about ADHD and even other mental diseases, no matter how much or how little, as long as it's something, then parents wouldn't be scared to take their children outside, to go to a park, or to even take them to the grocery store, because then when people looked at their child acting out, they would understand. Which brings me into my next topic. How many of you have experienced sitting in a classroom with a child who has ADHD? If you answered no, that's because most parents are too scared to place their children with ADHD in public schooling. Why, you may ask? Well, according to a medical journal called CRC Health, the reason they're not enrolling their mentally ill children in the public school system is because their children are being increasingly abused in public systems, according to a report in New York Times, July 15th. Teachers and administrators are using controls such as restraints, isolation rooms, straps, and manhandling, exactly the ones parents feared private institutions would use. Many parents fear private institutions like the McLean Institute. No parent wants their child isolated from others, strapped down, and beaten. Which is why they want to send their children to public schools where they believe their child will get an education like every other child. All teachers went through some form of training on how they should handle situations with children suffering from ADHD and other mental diseases, then it would create a safer learning environment. And no, I don't think that's separating children with other mild mental illnesses from children with no conditions is the right answer either. Because believe it or not, a study done by Dr. Dale Archer suggests that people with ADHD have a mental capacity that often exceeds that of their elders, who are frustrated in their inability to deal with it. All in all, children with ADHD are no different from children without it. Society just paints them as being different because they're not our idea of normal. So, before I go, I ask you this. What is normal? How do we define it as a society? and what can we do to change it?